Vice President J.D. Vance no longer traveling to Switzerland for negotiations today with Iran. The White House cited logistics for negotiations in announcing the postponement of the trip. The Swiss Foreign Ministry also said today's planned talks between the U.S., Iran, Qatar, and Pakistan would be pushed to a later date. Let's bring in MS Now international reporter Ines de la Cotera, who joins us live from Zurich. So, Ines, what more can you tell us about why these talks have been postponed and what it might mean for this larger process?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so I am here in Zurich, not far from where those technical talks were set to begin. And I'll tell you, the hotel where we're staying at is packed with reporters who were hoping to cover that event. There are also a number of White House advance staffers there who were all waiting for the vice president to make the trip over. We were also expecting Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff to be here to meet with Iranian officials alongside mediators to kick off these technical talks. But we found out at the last moment that the talks were called off, that the vice president would not be making the trip over. So we actually got an email in the middle of the night from a White House spokesperson. So I'll read you that statement. They say, as the vice president said at his press conference, the plans for the upcoming technical talks have not been finalized, and the U.S. delegation has been prepared to depart at the first available opportunity. But the logistics of these negotiations have never been simple or predictable. As of now, the vice president is not departing tonight. We will let you know as soon as we have a concrete update about next steps. We look forward to beginning technical talks as soon as possible. So they don't really get into why the talks were called off. We did hear from a senior Iranian official moments ago who told MS Now it's difficult to see how talks can get underway around the MOU whilst Israeli hostilities continue in Lebanon.